Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
The Simple Bare Necessities of Iowa. I'm Sophia Heller. East Iowan habitats, especially those along the Mississippi River, are well equipped to serve black bear populations. Black bears used to be a native species in Iowa until overhunting by European settlers in the 1800s forced them out of this region. For over 100 years, black bears stayed out of Iowa, migrating to other states such as Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Missouri. Although the black bears were displaced from their natural habitat for a century, many of the bears are making their return to Iowa, including one Dubuque County resident, Google Eye. You can tell who Google Eye is due to his opaque left eye and a limp in his front leg. Google Eye is a pioneer of sorts, leading the way for other black bears to make their appearance back in their big home. And their home is big, with most black bears having at most a 200-mile roaming distance. In 2020, Bruno the black bear trekked over 800 miles from Wisconsin to Louisiana with one of his pit stops in Scott County. Iowa DNR fur bearers and wetlands biologist Vince Elvisizer says within the next 3 to 5 years, we may see cubs show up and a small breeding population become established. Right now, though, black bears are in between a rock and a hard place. The rock is the black bear's appetite. Black bears occasionally venture outside of their forest habitats for food, causing public nuisances. This leaves the black bears open to being legally killed by residents. The hard place, Iowa HF-175, a bill that would give black bears legal fur bearer status, failed to pass this legislative session. HF-175 would have put black bears on the fur bearer list, giving them a hunting season and DNR oversight. The DNR oversight would allow the DNR to protect the black bear population from getting too low. Although the fate of black bears seems shaky, this is actually a celebration of Mother Nature's resiliency in the face of human degradation. Google Eye and the other Iowa black bears reaffirm the barest of facts. Nature is always triumphant.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Sing Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.